上個星期我哋喺四川，所以唔喺度嘅。Could you turn the little box on for the camera? Yeah. Okay. 我哋呢個暑假就好刺激啊！即係好似未聽過，一樣又一樣啊！This summer has been really amazing, huh? Just one thing after another. 我哋教會就未試過，即係有咁多機會侍奉服事。And we haven't had so many opportunities before in this church to serve and to minister. 我哋喺四川翻嚟咧，星期一收到個電話 ，and Monday after coming back from Sichuan, got a phone call.個電話就係我哋呢兩個鋪嘅業主 ，and it was the landlords from these two units。咁我哋合約咧呢度租咗已經九年啦，到九月份有九年。And、we've been running here in September will be 9 years。咁啊已經加咗一兩次租嘅，有最初嘅時候。And we've raised the rent once or twice from the time we've been running。但係佢咧就話我聽。呢邊嘅原本嘅租係4500，佢一開價話要起價就6800。And this side, we've been running for 4,500, and the owner said, oh, they want to rent it for 6,800. 後邊嗰個門口入寫字樓嗰邊咧，佢係租係5000，佢話要起租8000。And that side, they said, we've been running for 5,000 and they want to raise the rent to 8,000. 咁我同佢講話冇可能嘅，我哋教會唔係做生意啊，我哋又冇乜錢嘅，咁嘅幅度太誇張。I told him, I said, you know, that's impossible. You know, we're a church, we're not doing a business. You know, that pay raise is too excessive. 咁我同佢講價，講好多個理由啊。呢個公園根本做唔到生意，即係所有個鋪都關閉。I said, you know, in this courtyard, none of the shops are open, they're all closed, you know, you can't do business here, you can't rent for that much. 講，然後呢邊呢就肯落到6300。And then this owner said, okay, 6,300. 我又想佢跌到6000，佢唔制。And I wanted to get her down to 6,000, but they wouldn't do it. 嗰邊呢就落到7000。And then that side said 7,000.但我冇可能，你嘅7000我租唔到你喎，我要搬走。佢話：咁咪搬咯。And I said $7,000, I can't rent for that much. I'm going to move. He said, then move. 我話你我搬走，你揾唔到人租咁貴。佢話冇所謂咯。I said $7,000, you know nobody's going to rent. He said that doesn't matter. 咁啊，我走咗之後咧，個地產同個業主再傾，佢話肯跌到咧6500最低啊。But after I left, the real estate company kept talking with the owner, and he's willing to come down to 6,500. 咁如果加埋咧兩個起伏咧，就係26% more. And if you put the two increases together, it's a 26% increase. 咁我哋另外嗰邊嘅主要學咧，就明年先要加租嘅應該係。咁但係我哋要祈禱，因為26% 嘅加幅咧就都好誇張。But we need to pray because even at 26% increase, it's still very high. 即係咁樣變咗呢兩邊加埋嗰邊咧，就係咪一萬？呢兩邊係12000多啊，係咪？跟住再加嗰邊係10000，嗰邊係4000啊！哇，好誇張啊！個租金太誇張，要靠神保守。So we need the Lord, you know, to watch over us. 其實如果長遠計咧，如果買到地方就最好嘅啊。And in the long run, you know, if we could buy something, it would be the best. 咁啊，求神咧就求神開路啊！琴日咧，我喺信箱裏邊收到政府張支票，你哋有冇收到 ？Yesterday in my mailbox, I received a check from the government. 即係政府俾翻5000元人哋，我收咗5000，我唔知司務未收。I received it, but Kitty hasn't gotten it yet. 咁啊，我哋已經決定咗，一聽到呢個消息，我哋話我哋收到一家人六口咧，由3500元一個咧，30000元咧。 跟我哋擺個建教堂基金。And we already decided when we heard about this money that we'd put it in a fund for a building fund. 咁所以我已經有5000蚊喺度啊。不過靠神咧就，因為如果買地方咧，就一個合適我哋嘅地方，起碼要500,000-600,000起碼啊。And to buy something that's suitable for our needs, we're going to need at least 5-6 million, at least. 咁如果係政府係咪30% 落訂啊，就都要好多訂金如果供啊。所以我哋求神咧，如果要買咧，一兩年後嘅，不過可以開始幻想。If we're going to buy, maybe it'll be 1 or 2 years from now, but at least we can start imagining or praying about it. 咁啊，讓神咧就係為我哋呢啲需要咧就係供應啊。Maybe Lord just you know open the doors. 一齊打開聖經，我哋睇民數記。And let's turn our Bibles and we'll look in the book of Numbers. 咁我哋喺福建翻嚟咧，我哋理事會要開會啊，其實傾下呢個即係。接唔接受業主呢個加幅 ？And after we come back from China, you know, the board of directors, we have to have a meeting to see if we're going to agree or accept the landlord's pay increase, or we're going to move. 因為佢等緊我哋嘅消息，所以你理事會就大家知道，即係翻嚟我哋嗰個星期一定要開會。咁民數記，我哋睇第5章。And let's look in Numbers chapter 5。我哋一路喺民數記去查考，我哋已經有創世記、出埃及記，跟住跳到民數記。And we've been studying in the Pentateuch. We went in Genesis, Exodus. We skipped Leviticus, and now we're in Numbers. 咁啊喺第五章嘅時候，一個好，我覺得對我哋今日一個重要嘅信息。And here in Numbers chapter 5, there's a very important message for us this morning. 咁啊呢度嘅信息咧就係即係關乎你同埋我哋每一個人都有份。And this message was about you and me, each of us, this morning. Munso Gay, Dim Jung, Dayatzi. I'll talk Jung Mun, you only Ying Mun, it Gunji Lay Thai. I'll read in Chinese, and if you speak English, you can follow along in your Bible. Yehowa, Hiu Yu, Mo Sai Su.你吩咐以色列人是一切长大麻风的，还舌症的，并因死尸不洁净的，都出营外去。无论男女，都要使他们出役出到营外，免得污秽他们的营。这营是我们所住的。以色列人就这样行，使他们出营外，出到营外。耶和华怎样吩咐摩西，以色列人就怎样行了。耶和华对摩西说：你晓谕以色列人说，无论男女若犯了人所常犯的罪，以致干犯耶和华，那人就有了罪。他要承认所犯的罪，将所亏负人的与数赔还，另外加上五分之一。也归于所亏负的人。那人若没有亲属可受所赔还的，那所赔还的就要归于服侍耶和华的祭司。至于那为他赔罪的公羊是在外，以色列人一切的圣物中所奉献给祭司的奉祭。舉祭都要歸於祭司，各人所分別為聖的物，無論是什麼，都要歸給祭司。耶和華對摩西說：一齊低頭祈禱。Let's pray。主耶穌，我哋多謝你，今日咧，我哋可以喺度一齊睇你嘅話語。我哋求你透過呢個聖經裏邊咧，去一次再一次向我哋講説話。与我哋能够领受到咧，同埋吸收到你今日同我哋所分享嘅说话，所以主，我哋将呢个时间交托，求你使用孩子，系好清楚表达你今日对我哋嘅信息。多谢主，听我祷告，奉耶稣名求 ，Amen。我呢个经文咧，我系对我哋好重要咧，因为呢个经文系 我今天的主题叫真正认罪。And so this message is very important for all of us this morning, and I've titled this message this morning, True Repentance. 因为在这个经文里面我们看到神呢是教导百姓怎样去认罪。Because here we see that God is teaching his people how to repent. 当我们在第一节的时候呢见到可能会觉得是很惨的这样的设施。And in the first verse, you'll see, you know, you might think, hey, this is so cruel for them to have this action. 因为我们看到呢就是这个经文里面呢他是好像很严重将那些麻风病赶出营外。And it seems so serious, you know, take all the lepers and put them outside the city. 但我们要明白呢几千年前呢长大麻风这个病是一个很可怕的病是一个卫生的问题。And we need to realize that couple thousand years ago, that leprosy was a very serious disease and very scary disease, and it had a lot to do with sanitation. So, 其实神要佢出到营外呢，其实系一个嘅可以话有人话呢，就系世上嘅最初嘅医院。And so, putting them outside the city, some people have called this as being the first hospital in the history of the world. 因为你将嗰啲嘅要隔离嘅病人。将那些要特别注意的卫生的情况的病人全部摆在一起跟其他人分开。And because they're putting all of the special disease cases that need to be isolated, they're putting them all away from the other people and they're putting them together so they can take care of them. 其实这个现在都是这样做。有沙士有艾滋病都会这样做。不过我们不是摆出营外我们是摆医院内。But now, you know, we do the same thing. If we've got SARS or AIDS, you know, we do it. We still separate them, but we don't put them outside the city gates. We put them inside the hospital. All right? So, 其实是同一个做法呢，是这个为了卫生，同埋一个好有人道的，是非常之好的一个设施。And this is a sanitational reason and also a very humanitarian reason. 为什么说是人道呢？因为呢佢係有傳染病咧，如果佢繼續同其他人生活咧，就一定會將個病嘅傳染俾其他人。And it's very humane because as they have a very contagious disease and they continue to circulate with the other people, then they will spread the disease. But as you separate them, then you can control it. So it's humane. 咁我哋有時睇聖經，我哋要了解當時嘅環境個背景。But when we look at the Bible, we need to understand this background and the things that are in the Bible.咁啊，我哋睇到呢个咧大麻风病咧啊，同埋呢个患舌症咧啊，都系排啊嗰、那个咩字啊？瘤啊 ，sorry 系瘤，我都觉得系瘤，不过我惊唔系患瘤症啊啊！你一阵间先讲。不过其实咧，大麻风病咧喺圣经里边系有一种嘅代表性嘅。And you know, leprosy in the Old Testament has a representation. 它是其实是代表罪。And it symbolizes or represents sin. 因为呢在以色列的民族里面神会用这个大麻风病呢就惩罚一个罪人。Because in the Old Testament, God would use leprosy as a form of judgment on a sinner. 有很多个例子呢我们不用看看。摩西的家姐以琳美琳呢都试过呢因为佢半夜呢就神俾麻风佢。And Moses' sister Miriam, you know, God, because she was rebelling, God, caused her to get leprosy for a short time. 我哋睇到以利沙嘅仆人呢因为佢贪钱呢佢乃曼嘅麻风刺住咗以利沙嘅仆人嘅身啦，啊 ！And we see that the Gehazi, the servant of Elijah, as he was greedy, that the leprosy from 乃曼唔記得英文叫咩？The I don't remember his English name. The guy that went in the pool 7 times, his leprosy went to Gehazi. 咁啊，有幾個咁嘅例子，但係到新約聖經咧，我哋見到一個好奇妙嘅。耶稣怎样去处理麻风病的跟我一起看马可福音第一章四十节 Look with me in Mark chapter 1 verse 40 How did Jesus handle the leprosy? 马可福音第一章四十至到四十三。In Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 43, 有一个长大麻风的来求耶稣，向他跪下说：你若肯，必能叫我洁净了。耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他，说：我肯，你洁净了吧。大麻风即时离开他，就他就洁净了。耶稣严严的祝福他，就打发他走。嗱，呢度我哋睇得到一个好美丽一个嘅事情。Here is a very beautiful thing that Jesus did。喺民数记咧，麻风病好似要赶出营外，好似系排斥佢。And you know, in Numbers, you know, they put the leper outside the city gates. It's like you're isolating him, rejecting him. 所以喺以色列人嘅思想里边，虽然神呢个做法系对佢好嘅，但系啲有麻风病嘅人嘅心理咧，就可能系一个好唔好嘅感受。You know, and although God did this and it's very good, it's a good thing for society, but if you're the leper and you're put outside the city gates, inside you're going to feel rejected. So, this 大麻风病咧，佢惯咗俾人拒绝。And so, this leper, he was used to being rejected. 佢惯咗咧，就系冇人肯同佢接触。And he was used to nobody associating with him. 甚至乎咧，佢嗰阵时咧，如果有麻风病咧，佢要行到个人群嘅时候话：麻风病嚟啊！麻风病嚟啊！ You know, and the lepers, you know, if they were walking through the crowd, they'd have to scream at the top of the voice: "Leper coming! Leper coming!" 跟住啲人又让开，哇 ！And then all the people, you know, they just get away. Ooh, 因为个都惊，麻风病啊，死人啊，甩鼻甩耳仔啊。Oh no, you know, he's a leper. He's going to lose his fingers and his nose and his ears. Ugh, get away from me.
So you can feel the feeling of a leper. He will feel that even if he's good or has a place, if he's a leper, he's going to be rejected, he's going to be rejected. You know, even if the leper before was high in society and full of wisdom, once they became a leper, they were rejected, outcast. 他的内心里面很难受。And their thoughts, their inside, they're very painful. 耶稣怎样对麻风病？ But what did Jesus do to the leper?
你看这个麻风，他的心里面，他讲出来的，你若肯，叫我洁净。Look at the leper said to Jesus, if you are willing.
他都不肯定耶稣愿不愿意。
He wasn't even sure if Jesus wanted to heal him.
他说你若肯。他知道耶稣有这个能力，但他不知道耶稣肯不肯。
He knew that Jesus had the power, but he didn't know if Jesus was willing.
可能我们都是一样的吗？我哋明知耶稣有呢个能力，但耶稣肯唔肯、愿唔愿意喺我呢个嘅困难里边，耶稣会唔会帮到我
？You know, maybe so often we're the same. We know that you know God can do it, but is He willing to do it for me?
呢个麻风病可能反映出你今日嘅心声
，and maybe this leopard is expressing your heart today.
耶稣，你帮唔帮我啊？我希望你帮，但我唔知你帮唔帮。
Jesus, are you willing to help me today? I want you to help, but are you willing?
你若肯，我睇到耶稣呢一个嘅反应咧，我觉得有希望，有盼望。
And when I look at the response of Jesus to this leper, I see hope.
因为真系有盼望嘅。我哋面对嘅困难，我哋面对嘅困局嘅时候，有盼望。
Because there is hope.Anything that we are facing today, there is hope.
耶稣俾我哋有盼望。你睇耶稣嘅答案。
Look at what Jesus did in response.
佢首先动了慈心。
First, Jesus was moved with compassion.
那如果你觉得耶稣好刚硬啊，将啲麻风病赶出城外咧，你睇到耶稣动了慈心。 Now, if you think God is a cruel God for putting the leopards outside the city, look at Jesus. He was moved with compassion.
弟兄姊妹, 无论你今天面对什么困难, 不一定是麻风病, 可能其他事情的, 我告诉你, 耶稣有这个怜悯, 耶稣有这个关心, 祂有这个慈心对你。
No matter what you're going through today, it may not be leprosy, it probably isn't, but whatever you're going and experiencing today, Jesus looks on you with compassion. He is concerned about you.
耶稣动了慈心。
但是他不单止动了慈心，他做了一个动作，就是在当时的环境、社会的时候，没人会做的。Not only did Jesus have a heart of compassion, but he took an action that at that time, in that society, nobody would ever do.
你看耶稣跟着做什么事？他伸手摸过麻风病。He
put his hand and he touched the leper.
耶稣是愿意跟这个有困难的、被排斥的、是没人关心的，跟他连在一起。
Jesus was willing to come and associate and touch the person that nobody would touch. Touch the untouchable.
耶稣伸手摸他。我想这个人呢，惹了麻风病这么久呢，未试过除了其他麻风人。 没人敢碰一碰他，每个人都是保持三尺距离的。
I think from the time this guy got leprosy, aside from another leopard, nobody was willing to come close. They'd all keep three feet distance.
但耶稣他动了慈心，接着他用身体接触来表示我真心，我愿意。So
Jesus was moved with compassion, and then he was willing to move with his hands to show that he truly was concerned and he's willing.
弟兄姊妹，今日我告诉你，耶稣一样要这样对你。耶稣想触摸你需要触摸的地方。Jesus
wants to touch the place in your heart that needs to be touched. 耶稣想安慰你，抚摸你，扶回你起身。And Jesus wants to give you comfort. He wants to hold you up, and he wants to help you get back on your feet.
我不知道我们面对这些问题的时候会怎样。教育是要隔离，但是耶稣说要接触。
I don't know how you meet these difficulties. In the Old Testament, you'd be isolated and separated. But Jesus says, I'm willing to associate and bring you back.
耶稣是想带我们回到他的身边。
Jesus wants to bring us back to him.
接着我们看到耶稣不单止动了慈心，伸手摸他，他就真的洁净了。And
not only did Jesus have compassion and touch him, but then he was healed.
我可以关心一些人，我可以搭他膊头，拍他，但我没能力医治一个人。
You know, I can have compassion on somebody, I can touch them on the back, pat them on the back, but I don't have any power to change anything.
但我们有一个肯定的盼望，有一个绝对的相信，我们的神有这个能力。
But we have this hope, we can have this assurance, our God can make a difference. He can change.
所以你今天面对的事，当我们是代表耶稣关心你， 为你祈祷，我们可以肯定，我做不到，但是耶稣做到。
And so today when we're going through situations and we come together and we pray and we lift it up to God, I can't do anything about it. But I tell you, when we pray to God, He can change the situation.
你信不信耶稣可以改变你的环境? 你信不信耶稣可以加入到你的处境里面?
And do you believe that Jesus can change the thing that you're going through? That he can go into what you're experiencing?
他有这个能力。耶稣没拒绝他。耶稣没隔离他。耶稣就是接纳。Jesus
didn't reject him. Jesus didn't send him away. Jesus received him.
跟着耶稣又医治他。And then Jesus healed him.
我们看另一个例子，因为我们看到这个的刚才我读错那个患流症患流症这个在什么情况他都要排出城外。 Let's look at the other example of those with the issue and they also had to be sent out of the limits of the city. 这个就是可能有些不是很喜欢说的，不过这个应该就是指女士那个月经的问题。You know, maybe it's not a nice thing to talk about on Sunday morning, but this should be the lady's period. 咁有啲特別嘅情況咧，就係女士嘅月經咧，就係唔止血嘅，係不停流血嘅。And there are sometimes some diseases where the period doesn't stop and it has a constant flow. 咁喺利未記裏邊話我哋聽，女士有月經的時候呢就是不潔症。 And according to Leviticus, during the woman's period, then they are considered unclean. 但如果月經過了呢，她就獻祭跟著去潔淨翻。 But after the period stops, then they make an offering and they are clean again. 但如果你是不停流血的，你就不停不潔淨。 But if you continue to have an issue of blood and it doesn't stop, then you are constantly unclean.如果咁样咧，你同麻风病冇分别。And if you're like that, then you're no different than a leper. 虽然你个病症咧唔会致命 ，and although your disease will not cause you death， 但系喺社会里边你系被人排斥。But in the society, you will be an outcast. 因为咧，你有呢个嘅病嘅时候咧，你接触任何人咧，嗨一嗨佢又系不洁症。Because if you have an issue of blood and you just come in contact with anybody, even just to brush next to them, they become unclean. 所以呢，这个有血这个的症呢，患流症呢，他一样要大声喊，患流症啊，患流症啊。And even, you know, if you have this issue, you have to walk into the crowd and go to the market and say, issue of blood, issue of blood. 跟住我觉得哇佢咯。And then everybody looks, ooh, look at her. 所以心情一样是很难受。And so in the heart, it's still a very difficult thing.
咁当然有一啲嘅原因，一阵间解释神嘅原因。但我哋睇到耶稣点样面对呢啲事。
Of course, there's some reasons for this, and we'll look at those in a minute. But what did Jesus do in a situation like this?
同我一齐睇《路加福音》第八章。
And look with me in Luke chapter 8.
路加福音第八章，我哋睇43-48.
We're going to look at 43-48.
有一个女人患了12年的血流，在医生手里花尽了她一切养生的，并没有一人能医好她。她来到耶稣背后摸她的衣裳碎子，血流立即就止住了。耶稣说，摸我的是谁？众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都说，夫子。众人拥拥挤挤，紧靠着你。耶稣说：总有人摸我，因我觉得有能力从我身上出去。那女人知道不能隐藏，就战战兢兢的来俯伏在耶稣脚前，把摸他的缘故和怎样立即得好了，当着众人都说出来。耶稣对他说：女儿。你的信教了你，平平安安的去吧。
那这个女人呢，一样啊，12年的被人排斥。And here we see this lady, you know, 12 years being an outcast. 她有相信耶稣可以帮她。And she believed that Jesus could heal her. 12年的。但是她不敢当面问。 After 12 years, she was so afraid, she was not willing to ask Jesus for help. 她唯有呢就来摸一摸她的衣裳。And all she could do is just touch the hem of his garment. 即是衣服的穗子，即是她穿长裙呢，就是摸一摸个边。You know, they used to wear a long robe, and that means just touch the back of it. 好似呢我哋行路你穿嗰啲牛仔裤喇叭裤呢，我就踩你嘅喇叭裤嘅边缘仔，咁你边个踩我咁。You know, it's like if you're wearing a pair of bell jeans, you know, and it's coming over your shoe, and I'm walking too close, and I just happen to step on it, and you, ooh, who stepped on me? 是类似咁嘅嘢呢。所以门徒唔怪之，耶稣个都拱你拱来拱去嘅，咁你点可以话边个摸我呢？ And so no wonder the disciples said, hey, you know, everyone's bumping into everybody. You know, everybody's touching you. What are you talking about? 但是耶稣知道呢，当他医治医好这个女人，能力出来。其实耶稣什么都知道。You know, Jesus knows everything. 耶稣知道那个女人没摸她之前，她要摸她。And Jesus knew even before she was going to touch Jesus that she was going to do that. 因为这个信心呢，耶稣已经知道呢，是这个女人要得医治，还有她想这个女人在当中被人接纳。And Jesus knew that he healed her and he wanted to restore her in front of everybody. 所以耶稣没放过她，她说边个摸我，其实不是想指责这个女人。You know, Jesus said, who touched me? He didn't want to put blame on her. 她是想引她出来。是可以将荣耀给她。He wanted to bring her out to honor her, to lift her up. 因为她十二年被人排斥，耶稣想尊重她，给她一个应有的位置。Because after 12 years of being an outcast, Jesus wanted to bring her to the front line and honor her and restore her so she would no longer be an outcast. 看到耶稣的爱心好好的。当你孤单害怕，你可以来寻找耶稣。You know, Jesus is so wonderful. When you are lonely, when you are afraid, come to Jesus. 耶稣知道你的恐惧，耶稣知道你的害怕，耶稣知道你的担心。You know, Jesus knows that you're afraid. He knows those things that worry you. 你可以来找耶稣，得到帮助。And you can come to Jesus and he will help you.在民数记呢，我们看到这些排出营外，其实还有接触死尸的，这些都是利未记里面说。 You know, here in Numbers, we see that these people were put in as outcasts outside the city. And even those who had come in contact with a dead body.
那原因呢，是因为神是圣洁，神住在那个营当中。
And the reason is that because God is holy and God lived in the camp.
如果你接触死尸，有麻风病或者患流症，你就不洁净。
And so if you came in contact with a dead body, if you had leprosy or an issue of blood, you were unclean.
所以你不洁净，唔可以喺洁净嘅营里边生活。
And so the unclean cannot dwell with the holy God in the camp.
So 神一定要将他在出边，如果唔系咧，成个营咧被污秽。
And they had to be outside the camp, otherwise the whole camp would be unholy.
所以我哋睇到神咧有呢个原因，因为佢系一个洁净嘅神、干净嘅神。你同我睇马太福音第五章二十节
，and look with me in Matthew chapter 5 verse 20.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不成于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Unless your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
神是一个公义的神，他是想我们是义的、干净的。耶稣的宝血是要洁净我们，我们是需要在耶稣的里面干净。
You know, God is a holy God, and He wants us to be a holy people. And the blood of Christ cleanses our sins to make us holy.
我们信耶稣呢，我们要明白，耶稣要我们
脱离罪恶。You know, for those of us who believe in Jesus, we need to understand, He wants us to leave our sin.
我们要跟世界有分别。
We need to be separate from the world.
因为信耶稣呢，是跟我们拜神有分别。
Because believing in Jesus and worshiping idols is very different.
有些人觉得信耶稣的分别呢，就是信耶稣呢是简单，不用那么复杂，到时到后呢就做什么献祭。
Some people think, oh, the difference between worshiping God and worshiping idols is that, you know, when you worship Jesus, you don't have to do these things on certain days.
我告诉你不是的。那个大分别呢，就是我早几天跟一个人这样解释。
There's a real big difference, and I explained it to somebody this way just a few days ago.
你信耶稣呢，我们要听耶稣的说话，我们要按照耶稣的教导来做。
When we believe in Jesus, we have to listen and obey to what Jesus tells us to do.
你拜神呢，谁会听那个偶像讲言？
When you worship idols, who's going to listen to what he says?
太多人呢，在这里拜神烧香拜求佛啊！保佑我，保佑我！我去葡京岛一铺咧，俾我赢啊！系咪
？How many people when they worship idols, you know, they worship and they burn the incense and they say, "Oh, protect me! I'm going to go and gamble. And I want to win." You know,
你咁样祈祷啊，耶稣靠你保佑我去赢钱啊！耶稣会话你听住咩？你会输钱咧，因为神唔要你赌钱啊嘛。
If you pray for Jesus, hey Jesus, help me to gamble so I win. What's going to happen? You're going to lose because Jesus says don't gamble.
我哋基督徒唔系话即系方便啲信耶稣，唔使烧呢样烧嗰样。我哋信耶稣嘅意思就系话，我哋要听耶稣讲道嘅，我哋要按照耶稣嘅说话嚟跟住行。
And the difference between worshiping an idol and believing in Jesus is not that it's easier, we don't have to worship and burn all this stuff. The difference is that when we worship Jesus, we have to follow what He wants us to do. And we have to apply it to our lives.
当然有其他分别呢，我们得平安呢，得永生呢，得喜乐啊，得耶稣的保护啦。
Of course, we're going to get peace, we're going to have joy, we're going to have eternal life, and we'll have His protection.
好多人说、啊、我信耶稣因为我喜欢平安、啊、And a lot of people say, oh, I love Jesus because I get peace. 但你得到平安呢，你要跟着耶稣叫你做的事来做。
But when you get the peace from Jesus, you have to follow what Jesus says.
你要实践的。如果不是就好像求神拜佛这样。
You know, if you don't follow what Jesus says, you're no different than just worshiping the idol.
耶稣是圣洁，所以民数记那些不洁净排出营外。如果我们当那些不洁净是犯罪，罪和圣洁不可以捞在一起。
And so in the book of Numbers, the unclean were put outside the camp. And if we say the unclean represents sin, then it's sin and holiness cannot be together.
神是要我们圣洁，God wants us to be holy. 同我睇罗马书第三章廿三节，好熟悉嘅经文。
Romans 3:23, I'm sure you all know it. 23 and 24,
廿三廿四节。因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
All of sin and come short of the glory of God, but the grace in God is we are justified freely in Jesus Christ.
罗马书三章廿三节，我哋个都有罪嘅，我哋系达唔到神嘅要求。
Each of us has sinned and we don't meet God's standard.
神有个标准，你同埋我都达唔到嗰个标准。
God has a standard.And none of us can obtain that standard.
我们全部都是犯了罪。
All of us come short. We've all sinned.
但我们跟着耶稣行呢，我们同罪分开的。
But when we follow Jesus, we need to be separate from sin.
感谢主，你看到耶稣会接纳我们，因为他的宝血洗干净我们的罪。
And we see that Jesus will accept us because His blood cleanses us from sin.
如果耶稣的宝血没有洁净我们，我们都没有办法跟神接触。
And if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus cleansing us, there'd be no way for us to come close to God.
是神的恩典，你的罪得宽恕。
And it's because of the grace of God that your sins can be forgiven.
好，弟兄姊妹，跟我一起看罗马书第五章第六节。
And look in Romans chapter 5 verse 6.
我好喜欢这个经文，第五章第六至到第八，
verse 6 to verse 8.
因我们患软弱的时候，基督就按所定的日期为罪人死，为人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的，唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就再次向我们显明了。
耶稣为你死，就是当你犯紧罪的时候。 Jesus died for you while you were still in sin.
耶稣没有要求我们呢是改变自己先来做基督徒的。
You know, Jesus doesn't require that you change your life to become a Christian.
耶稣说你是污糟邋遢，你是排斥排你孤单，是被人排斥啊等等，你来我又宽恕你。
You know, Jesus says you're filthy, you're unclean, you've been an outcast, you've been rejected, doesn't matter, come, I will give you eternal life.
因为我们来到耶稣，将我们的污糟邋遢交给耶稣，耶稣帮我们洗干净。
Because when we come to Jesus, we give him all of our filth, and he washes it clean.
你没有办法自己洗干净自己。
And you cannot wash yourself.
只有耶稣的宝血可以洗干净你。
And only the blood of Christ can cleanse you.
但你需要来到耶稣那里。他不会嫌弃，他不会说，哎呀，你做过这样的事，哎呀，我不帮你。
You know, Jesus will not reject you. He will not say, oh, you've done that. Oh, no, I can't do that.
无论你做过什么事，耶稣都说，我爱你，我宽恕你。
And no matter what you've done, Jesus says to you, I love you. I want to forgive you.
耶稣的爱非常之奇妙。他显出神的爱给我们看。
And he has revealed the love of God to us.
所以你可以当自己是那个大麻风病一样。
And so you can consider yourself like that leopard.
耶稣，你若肯，请洁净我。
You say, Jesus, if you're willing, please cleanse me.
耶稣会怎样跟你说？他会动慈心，伸他的手，他说你洁净了。
He will be moved with compassion. He will reach out his hand and touch you, and he will say, you are cleansed.
因为耶稣为你死是十字架。同我看罗马书六章廿三节，
Romans chapter 6 verse 23。
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Because the wages of sin are death, but the free gift of eternal life.comes from Jesus.
罪的结果呢就是死。其实我们不喜欢听这些，我们不喜欢听结果。
You know, we don't like to hear about results.
罪是有结果。
Sin has a result.
我们喜欢得到平安，得到爱。
We love to receive the love and the peace.
但是罪有结果。
But sin has a result.
我们喜欢一个温馨的感觉，啊，我回到教会觉得很温馨，觉得很舒服。
You know, we like to come to church, oh, it feels so good, I feel so warm.
但是罪有结果。
But sin has a result.
耶稣要你脱离罪恶。
Jesus wants you to turn away from your sin.
我们文数记的经文继续讲下去。
And in Numbers, the scripture keeps going.
他文数记呢，来到一个地方的第五节，至到第七节呢，就告诉我们，一个 人生里面最难做的一样的。
And in Numbers verse 5 to verse 7, you know, it tells us there's something, it's the hardest thing for anybody to do.
你说牧师有什么那么难？在世上最难讲出口的说话是什么说话？
What is the hardest word for somebody to say?
最难讲出口的说话呢，就是三个字。
The hardest words in Chinese are three words in English. It's two words. In Chinese, 对不住。In English, I'm sorry.
是人生里面最难出口的，心里面明知我做错，
但我都不想讲出来。
It's the hardest thing to say. Even though I know that I'm wrong, I still don't want to admit that I'm wrong.
你看文数记五章五节至到第七节。
Look at Numbers verse, chapter 5, verse 5 to 7. 耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，无论男女，若犯了人所犯常犯的罪，以致干犯耶和华，那人就有了罪，他要承认所犯的罪，将所亏负人的于数赔还，另外加上五分之一，也归于所亏负的人。
这个向边个认罪呢？ Who is he supposed to admit wrong to?
无论男女，所亏负的人。
Whether it's a man or a woman, to that who he has come against, 要彼此认罪。
你知不知道我们人要同人认罪？我们福建呢，我要讲四晚婚姻讲错。
We have to admit our wrong. While we're in Fujian, I'm going to be teaching four nights on a marriage counseling seminar.
讲到婚姻讲错呢，就讲好多认罪的说话。
When you teach on marriage, you know, we learn a lot about how to admit we're wrong.
我们认罪就可以得到宽恕。
When we admit that we're wrong, we can receive forgiveness.
夫妻里面需要学这个功课，怎样认罪。
Husband and wife need to learn how to say I'm sorry.
朋友之间要认错。
Friends need to learn how to say I'm sorry.
讲对不住，我不好意思，我错了啊。
You say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I feel bad about that.
我们是要不停去学习怎样讲。你问边个是十全十美呢？
Who is perfect?
有没有人呢是不会讲错说话，不会做错动作？
Is there anybody who will never say a wrong word, never do a wrong thing?
有没有啊？我没接触过。
I've never come across somebody like that.
但是很多事呢，我们为什么不敢说对不起？是因为呢，我们想认低自己。
Why don't we want to say sorry? Because we don't want to, like, put ourselves down.
我们可能觉得呢，要面子。
We like to save face.
哇！我讲对唔住，俾人踩喎。
If I say sorry, then I'm going to be stepped on.
如果我讲对唔住，佢当我系唔识嘢喎。
If I say sorry, they're going to think I did something wrong.
如果我讲对唔住啊，
佢会觉得我有啲问题。If I say sorry, they're going to think I've done something wrong. There's something wrong with me.
系唔系啊？你会唔会咁样谂啊？我哋想俾一个假象人哋。You know, we want to give people this image of ourselves.啊，这个是一个好人。
This is a good person.
这个是好爱主的人。
This person loves Jesus.
这个人是好虔诚，好圣洁。
This person is righteous and dedicated.
当我们做错要讲对不起，破坏了这个美丽的幅画。
And when we have to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, oh, then that bubble pops.
但老实讲，边个去达到嗰个美丽幅画
？But who can obtain to such a lovely picture？
冇人能够，我唔能够啊！我话你听， 你同我接触多呢，我肯定唔使令你失望，我一定会得罪你。
I can stand here and honestly tell you, the more you associate with me, I will not let you down. I will definitely come against you in sin one way or another. I might say something to get you mad, I might do something to get you unhappy, and I that's just the way I am.
我会讲错嘢令你唔开心，我会做啲嘢令到你系好猛嘅，系我系咁嘅。我唔系俾藉口自己，我系承认我系一个软弱嘅人。
I'm not making an excuse. I just have to tell you, I am a weak sinner.
我相信我需要同人哋讲对唔住。
I believe that I have to always say I'm sorry to people.
我去美國短宣四月份喺度睇到一個美麗嘅幅畫。
In April when the US team was here, saw a beautiful picture. 見到兩個牧師呢有唔同嘅意見喺度嗌交。
I saw two pastors with a different attitude about a certain thing and they're arguing about it.
我企側邊睇住佢兩個牧師喎，睇佢點喎。
And I was standing off to the side watching these two American pastors wondering, wow, what's going to happen?
跟住冇幾耐，其中一個牧師就好謙卑，話對唔住，我錯咗，我有少少屬龍我出嚟。
And then in just a few minutes, one of the pastors stepped back and he said, "I'm sorry, I'm in the flesh. Here's my flesh that got in the way. Please forgive me."
我就暈低喎，那個牧師對嗰個牧師，佢知道自己錯。跟住佢講對唔住。
And it blew me away as this one pastor knew that he was wrong and he's saying to another pastor, I'm sorry.
呢個就係基督教。This is Christianity. 我哋唔係聖人。
我哋係肯認錯嘅罪人。
Not that we are saints, that we are sinners willing to say, I'm sorry.
因為我哋講對唔住，耶穌稱我哋做聖人。
But because we're willing to say, I'm sorry, Jesus calls us saints.
但我们的行为可能是很有污秽的。
But our actions may be filled with filthiness.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个教我们要彼此认罪。
So here it tells us we must repent and say sorry to each other.
因为时间关系，还有很多东西我就跳下去的。承认自己的错呢，就是改变的开始。
You know, we admit that we're wrong, that is the beginning for change.
我是帮很多吸毒者，帮很多的赌徒的。我可以告诉你，是你的困难的时候，开始改变的第一步是什么？
You know, I help a lot of drug addicts, I help a lot of gamblers. And I can tell you that the first thing, the best thing to help you to start changing is...
认罪，承认自己有问题。
The first thing is to admit that you have a problem and ask forgiveness for it.
如果我们不承认我们有问题，我们不会改变。
If we don't admit we have a problem, we will never change.
但当我们可以承认我有问题，我们可以改变。
But once we admit that I've got a problem, 我们可以变。
太多时候呢，我哋好似一个饮醉酒嘅人，饮醉啡啡翻嚟，屋企人话：喂，你做咩饮醉酒？
我冇醉。So often we're like the drunk, you know, he's had too much to drink. He comes staggering home, and the family says, "Hey, man, you're drunk." He says, "I'm not drunk." Yeah.
我哋有盲点，睇唔到自己。
We have blinders. We don't see ourselves.
但当我们发现到自己有问题，需要承认自己的罪，这个是改变的第一步。
But once we can see that we have a problem, ask forgiveness for it, that is the beginning of change.
弟兄姊妹，箴言说，遮盖自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙怜恤。
In Proverbs it says, if you cover your sin, you will not have a straight path, but if you admit your sin, then you will receive mercy.
好，承认我哋嘅错，就系得到医治。In admitting that we're wrong, we can get healing. 承认我哋嘅错，得到帮助同埋力量。In admitting that we're wrong, we can get help and we can get strength. 睇马太福音第六章十四节。Look in Matthew chapter 6, verse 14.当我们有双方有误会的时候呢，双方都是有错。You know, when there's a misunderstanding that comes up, both sides are wrong. 无论哪个先错先呢，对方的态度反应都可能是一个错。You know, no matter who was wrong at the beginning, the response of the other person can also be wrong. 如果我做错了一样东西，但是跟着令到你生气，跟着你生气我一天呢，你的生气都是错。If I did something wrong and it got you mad and then you were mad at me for a day, your anger is also wrong. 所以当我们讲到认错呢，就是彼此双方的都是要认错。马太福音第六章十四节说，你们要饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。六章十四，你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也不饶恕你们的过犯。十四十五， If you forgive those who offend you, your Father in heaven will forgive you. If you don't forgive those who offend you, your Father in heaven will not forgive you. 好严厉， very strong words.所以朋友，如果你对人不满，或者你藐视人，或者你不想睬人，你要小心。So if you're disgruntled against somebody, if you're despising somebody, if you don't want to pay attention to somebody, be careful. 神要我们彼此认罪。怎样认罪呢？我要很快看到这个经文，跟着下半呢我就不讲了。诗篇三十二篇第五节， How do we receive forgiveness? Psalms 22:5， 大卫犯了罪，他就是这样写出这个诗篇。 When David sinned, he wrote out this psalm.詩篇三十二篇第五節同埋第六節。 Psalms 32:5 and 6. 我向你陳明我的罪，不隱瞞我的惡。我說你要向耶和華承認我的過犯，你就赦免我的罪惡。為此犯虔誠人都当趁你可寻找的时候祷告你，大水泛滥的时候必不能到他那里。大卫呢犯了罪的时候，他知道得罪人，但他都是得罪神。 And when David sinned, he knew that although he sinned against people, he also sinned against God. 所以他也求神宽恕他的罪。 So he asked God to forgive him.在文数记我们没时间继续看下去，我预备多了的。但下部分呢就是讲到赔偿赔还。And we don't have time to go on in numbers, but the second part is talking about restitution. 所以我们对神，我们得罪神，我们要靠神宽恕，但我们都要向人是赔还。And so we need to say sorry to God, but we also have that restitution towards man.或者復健回來，我們先講下一部分。但是今天呢，我們看到這裡的真正的悔改，就是肯接受耶穌的寬恕。 True forgiveness, true repentance is receiving God's forgiveness. 接受神的寬恕是要承認自己的錯。 And to receive God's forgiveness, we need to admit to God that we're wrong.可能你觉得是被排斥的，可能你觉得是惭愧，
Maybe you feel like an outcast. Maybe you feel ashamed. 你可以来到耶稣，耶稣不会排斥你，耶稣不会拒绝你。
Jesus will not reject you. He will not turn you away.
耶稣有怜悯，耶稣有爱心。
Jesus has love and compassion.
耶稣是想将他的丰富的慈爱今日赐给你。
And Jesus wants to give you His abundant love today.
或者你是信耶稣的，但你是做了些事，或者对某些人有些偏见，你需要求耶稣宽恕，亦都需要向那个人认错。
And maybe you're a Christian today and you've got anger or bitterness in your heart to somebody. You need to repent and ask God to forgive you.
靠耶稣的爱再一次入到个心里边。可能你说我没办法宽恕他。
And maybe you say, I can't forgive him.
我说你说得对。在我们的里边我们没办法宽恕人。
In us, it's impossible for us to forgive.
所以我们来到耶稣，我是耶稣，我是生这个人，我是恨这个人，我没办法宽恕他，但是我靠耶稣你帮我，我需要你帮助我。
So you come to Jesus and you say, Lord, I'm mad, I'm angry, I hate this person, I cannot forgive them, but I need you to help me.
神是有怜悯，神会怎样？他会用他双手拥抱你，神会用他双手咧关心你，神会俾你嗰啲力量去跨胜，去看服，去面对。
And Jesus will take His loving arms and wrap them around you, and He will give you peace, and He will give you strength, and He will make a way where there is no way.
一齐低头。主耶稣，我们多谢你今天我有这个机会听到你的宽恕。我们知道我们自己都有错，但可能今天我们是很生气某个人，我们觉得很难宽恕他，但我们相信耶稣你有能力宽恕我们的，因为我们都是有得罪过你，所以我们想首先向耶稣你认罪。我们都有很多不啱的地方，我们不是比较哪个的错是大一点，我们承认自己都是有做错的地方。我们靠耶稣你的爱，靠耶稣你的宽恕的能力先来到我们当中，让我们可以从耶稣你得到你宽恕赦免 的力量，以致我们今天可以离开这里，知道我们是跟耶稣你和好。甚至可能我们有些身边的人，我们很难爱他，很难宽恕他，我们需要神你的能力来到我们当中，求你帮助我们有耶稣这种的心去宽恕对方。当我们继续低头祈祷的时候，我们今天是麦饼纪念主。我们麦饼纪念主呢，就是纪念耶稣为我们死在十字架上。